I'm picking up going further, okay? I will touch on Batista, you'll see, in the first discussion, because the Ram might even answer the question in the, as we continue, and you'll decide yourself. Hine, his boy lechol, she called love, shelo bo letesis inyan, hari hundiko yeser. Okay. Hundiko yeser. Kloima, shu nichba. Then he does something, an amazing thing. You know, you have to understand, the word apopi is tantamount to an apology. Okay? So it means, a priori, you should interpret from these words X, but it's not necessary. The apopi sha'omru, shuhu la'avlo b'shnei la'avim, which should indicate that there's something more going on than just nichpal for chizuk or shabono godol ma'od. Hine hu im kozer, again, lav yesehu, kmo shemizboyer mehamaymo hazeh. Ulchein, so I guess that's the Gemara in Pesachim Ha'isa was referring to. Ulchein, ein roilim noisei, kima chenichpal. Hine yisboya lecho, hine kva yisboya lecho, shirbibu yalabim, o asei lo yivam mitzis. Okay? Now, if you're ready to accept that the word apalpi and that lavo b'shnei lavim probably means a greater thing, but not necessarily, so then you can put putisa together with the whole thing, because putisa also lavo b'shnei lavim. Lavo b'shnei lavim doesn't mean necessarily that it's one mitzvah, that it's one mitzvah, it could be that it's two, but it's a broad category. And if, as you say later, if the Matiki Ashmur said it is Malkus, then we know something more about it. So maybe, if that's the case, the discussion about Potisa and the Gemara Pesachim is not so bad. I guess, you know, as we go on, we'll see more. Okay, we'll say not today, tonight. Let's show him these other times. Shh. Okay. Next. Now, l'chayla, there's a new discussion or a continuation of the old. Let's see exactly what it is. Far noida she'atzivui al hashfisa. This is already known. Okay. Known. Okay. There's a known entity. Shatzibui ala shvisa b'shabos nichpal batera shtemesri po'omim. Okay. Hasire shiesh efshorus li'ech mimoni ha-mitzah shi'ima ki mechlal mitzasei ha-shvisa b'shabos v'hi shtemesri mitzas. What I'd like to focus on here, okay, is this 12, okay? And a priori, this 12 includes Leman Yanuach. And you understand yourself, the Leman Yanuach doesn't fit into this category, because the Leman Yanuach Shocha, it is in the Avodah, the Amos, the Chira, is trying to be mashlim din hamitzvah and saying that it extends beyond what we normally would have said, correct? So, l'cheira, it's very difficult to say that this could be b'chal nichpal, and we don't, I mean, it's nichpal for a l'hashlim es hadin, but no one ever would imagine this type of nichpal should have been l'hashlim es hadin, should be a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. If the whole purpose is nichpal l'hashlim hadin, don't make any sense. See, in nichpal for chizuk, nichpal for chizuk in avon l'chomo, you can say that's not the reason. It's a different reason. The Torah wants to say it's another mitzvah. But if it's nichpal l'hashlim es hadin, l'hashlim es hadin mitzvah, l'chol is a double portion. There's no option. Okay? So let's go. So now we have in front of us this. So there's a problem. And the Rambam L'cheira Tishbois does not include Tishbois does not include Behema and Eved. And let's see, the Rambam does it in three places. In Minyan HaKotzen Kuf Nun Daled is the Mishpas on the Ben Yisrael. And also in the Prote Mitzvahs in Reish Chol Shabbos. And in the beginning of Chol Shabbos, Perek Aleph V'Loch Aleph. So L'Chira, L'Man Yenduach, the whole purpose is L'Hashem Din HaMitzvah. Because that the Rambam says in Perek Chof of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph and Yud Daled, also lahitzi masa ala behema, shenema l'man yinuach shoach v'chamocho, v'chulei, v'im hoitzi ala behema, af al pi shehu mitzuva al shvir sasa, ino loike, lefi shi solo bo v'chal asei. So does not say, he's talking about the behema. And then Yudalid is, he says like this, Kashem Sha'od Mitsuva Shvis Behemta Bishabis, Kahu Mitsuva Shvis Abdoy, Vyamose, Vakule. Mitzvolo Vishoimo Lamono Messias Malocha, Bishabis, Shinemo, Laman Yonuach, Shocho, Vachamrecho, Vinofish Benamoscha Vagir. So there's an assay, and Lachoyz Lahashim did a mitzvah. That the Shvisa is not limited to us having rest, but also we have to make sure that the Behema B'chule. Okay? Say that. Now, questions like this. L'man Yanuach is a tam, okay, right? Laman, okay, laman. So the question is, do you count time mitzvahs? So you jump up and say, "What cherish hay all about?" Correct. So I'll tell you, Lord, because cherish hay is only talking about time of us house. It's not talking about timing of mitzvah saseh. And I want to show you, and he's saying, you have to say this because he says that I say. He tells me, Yanuach, correct? And I'm not getting involved, whether Abchaim said or didn't say it, what's quoted from Abchaim, or the quotes of Abchaim, that since it's a Tama Mitzvah, the Lantis, because you have to say it's Chavei Tzrayim, therefore it's not Minyan Mitzvahs, I can't say that, I'll quote you something like this, okay? You have a mitzvah called Talmud Torah, mitzvah say, okay? And the Rambam says in the middle of a discussion of mitzvah Talmud Torah, V'kvar nichpal hatzivui Hazeh Pomim Rabbis. Bukhule. And the last example is Leman Yilmadun. Leman Yilmadun is Nichpal, the assay of Talmud Torah. And that's written by Hakel, we'll see later. Okay, we'll say that. So if you're going to make a statement that a timey mitzvah, because the whole discussion in Shirish Hay is only about lav, okay? Now we have to decide whether there's a conceptual difference or that's the Mesirah. You know, at the moment, you know, it's really irrelevant to me. Because Lam clearly, who wrote Shirish Hay, clearly puts this in is ready to count it, okay? So Laman Yanuach certainly could be an assay. And in fact, it's very clear that he says that Shis Behemta is an assay. And that's what it is, because Taimei Mitzvahs also, correct? So I want to tell you, you excuse the English, this don't got nothing to do. Even if you accept all the premise that I have, it has nothing to do with you, okay? Because if you look at the Pasuk says, Ubayim Hashvi'i Tishbois Leman Yanuach Shocho V'chamocho V'nofesh Benamoscho V'ager. Okay? So what are we counting here? We're counting Leman Yanuach, or we're counting Tishbois? We're counting Tishbois, the beginning of the thing. Aye, Leman Yanuach. So I want to tell you something. It's not stam. A tam hamitzvah, even if it's mentioned together with a mitzvah, it itself could be a separate mitzvah. How do I know that? From Hakil. Because the Torah is saying the tam of the mitzvah's Hakil is a man yomadun. And it becomes a separate mitzvah in a whole different in a whole different parameters. Not in the mitzvah's Hakil, the mitzvah's Talmud Torah. So here certainly it could be a separate mitzvah. So the answer is, you know why you don't count the Tishbois and the Leman Yanuach twice? The answer is very simple. Because Leman Yanuach is Bo Lahashlim Dina Mitzvah. And something which is Bo Lahashlim Dina Mitzvah, there was never an issue about it. Okay? Mamish, you know? Exactly what you would have wanted it. Okay?
So it's not a Tam Mitzvah. It's really not.
Yeah, it's very strange. It is a tam, but you'll see later that it is. I'm going to show you something that will blow your mind, okay? Because the Rambam says, and you get the impression of the Rambam, there's no stira. These things can exist, they can coexist. I'll show you
what. It's both, it's both.
Yeah. Because it should be like that, because it's a Lashon of Metzivah, I guess, and the Torah expresses a tam. So I guess it could be both. We'll see. Okay. So that's what we have here. And that l'chera is the pshat in the Rambam Yasei Kuf Nun Dalet. Hish divon on nishpois b'shabes. V'inei nichpal tzivui mitzvah zu pomim. Ubei ilonu yis'ale shashvisa min amlochais hichoyim oleinu v'abem teinu v'abdeinu. So the ubei ilonu is the hashlomas din ha-mitzvah. It's nothing to do with the nichpal, as you would expected, correct? Now, here you have another thing. So I'm telling you that Tom is still kind. So I remember, you know, the first month that I was in the Rav Shir, he mentioned this Rambam, discussing in terms of Rabban, Chumash, whatever. But the Rambam says like this, Perich of Dalad, of Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Yud Beis. Osu chachomim letaltel mixas dvorim b'shabes kedei shelo yehiye kiyoim chol be'enov v'yovo lagbil l'sakin keli pino l'pino v'bayis l'bayis o l'etzni avonim kiyoitz behen shahu botel v'yoshe be'beise. He don't got nothing to do. Excuse me, no. Just to emphasize. V'yoyshev v'veiso v'yavakesh dovo sheyisasek bo v'nimsa shelo shovas u'botel hatam shenema batero l'man yonuach.
It's going on him reflexively.
It's going on him. Okay? Because it has to go on him also. Because Lagoya, the Torah says, the Tishbois is Laman Yanoach. But you get the impression that the Torah specifically legislated against the Behemoth and the Eved. Okay? Those things that we usually use. But the real thing the Torah had in mind, the tam, it doesn't say you violate something. Shai botel tam, you know. It's very clear, okay? Okay.
If the Laman Yanuach was focused at the Evan the Behema, it should say Laman Yanuchu.
Yeah, I understand that. So it's a shlomo, it's mashlim, that's what it's mashlim dinamitsu. Because I want to ask you another question, I believe say. We talk about Sherish Hay, right? Let's talk about Sherish Vav. Doesn't the Rambam say in the beginning of Sherish Vav that the Aseh and the Lois Aseh of Shabbos isn't Dove Echot? But the reason why it's a two mitzvahs, the Aseh and Lois Aseh, he has different reasons, whatever it is, because Aseh is because of the different Indian or whatever, he comes a different Indian, all right? But why is it Dove Echot? The boy in the Sholem, the Aseh has Ashlomas Hadin, and the Loisa said doesn't. Okay? And there's nothing to do. I'm not getting involved. You know, I can't get involved in of a Moloch HaShukfas and a Behemo, which discusses it in Perichot, but it's not really our purpose over here. Okay? So the answer is, I guess, that since, I think it's in Tzorchiyum, and the Ramesses says Dove Echot, you know, it's very odd. You can say it like this. You can say that since it's lahashlamas inyan, it's not a separate inyan. So you see, we saw in general that dovo and the inyan are almost interchangeable. Correct? So it's not clear. I don't know if you can call it a different inyan, because the question is, why do you say lemayinuch is a separate mitzvah inyan mitzvahs? Why is it a separate mitzvah? Because we said tam can be a separate mitzvah, correct? So the answer is, because it's one inyan with tishbos. So I'm not sure if the kasha is so great that the Rambam can't equate it. Okay? So that is, I want to discuss. I'm just showing you. I'm going through this one at a time if you want, you know. But I think everything here is very important. Because now we're trying to put everything together. Okay. Now, next. That was Shvisa. Okay? Then the Rambam continues. V'chein bo'o azhoro al achilas dom. Sheva pomim. Hayitochin gam kein lamaskil. See? It's very strange, you know, when it is this poetry, you know, why stressing a maskil? Sheyoyma ki iso hadom sheva mitzvois? Zema shiloyita boy af echod. Kloima. Bishvisa Shabbos, she mitzvahas mecham mitzase, uvas hova meachilis dom, shehi achas mitzloisase. I think derech agav, the Rambam is trying to show you, picking these two examples before we explain one of them. You see, he says that someone might come and tell you the difference between Aseh and Lois Aseh, the Nichbal by Aseh might not be a new mitzvah, but Nichbal Lois Aseh might be a new mitzvah. So I think he's giving an example of a Nichbal by Aseh, an example of Nichbal Lois Aseh, and showing that it's ridiculous to entertain either one of the two. So then he's proving his point. Okay? Now, in Dom, we're going to have a very similar problem. You see, the Rambam counts seven. And I'm not getting involved in this. You can open the Rishonim up, okay? Hamyuchas lo Rashi increases, because it's not clear at all that Rashi's, the Pirish we have in front of us, is the Rashi increases, probably from the base measurement of Gershom. The reason I'm quoting is you can come and tell me he says himself a Chumash, okay? So I'm not getting involved in that. So I just said Hamyuchas and Gemara. In Davdal Mebezer Maschel Heilavim, he seems to talk about Shmona over here. And also Tezim Becheris, Tezvom and Aleph, the Ramaschel, Rakes Domer, Loisercha. And then you have the Gemon Chris that talks about five. It's a member from Robo. Omer Robo, Chamisha Lab, Mamurim Bedom, Lomo, Achaz Ladam Chun, Viachaz Ladam Kochim, Viachaz Ladam Kisui, V'yachas l'dam Eivorim, v'yachas l'dam Tamsis. So the chayiv, each one is different things.
It could be different mitzvahs.
It could be different mitzvahs, but it's certainly not l'chizuk. And it's certainly nichpa l'chizuk. And the Rabbah takes apart five, just like nothing happened, that's not l'chizuk. So you have the question, what's the number? And the question is, you know, the whole thing might not exist. Okay? So that's the reason of a problem, okay? So I want to show you how to navigate through this one, okay? Okay? So there's a tshuva. Rav Daniel HaBavli asked Rav Avraham HaRambam about this, okay? So he asks about the Chmish Alavim of Rova. He says, how does Ram do it? You know, there it says five, and here he says seven. You know, how does the count work? That's his kasha. So listen to this tshuva. This is very important. Okay? The answer is like this. Okay? He says, I'm going to read to you just a little bit. Atshuva ein mikra yetzi midei pshutai. V'yaspik ma she'bi'al bi'er zichron levocha b'kavona hazeis b'sherisheni. Says if you learn well sherisheni, you understand your kasha no kasha. That's his answer. Okay. So l'cheira, there's one clear conclusion from Avraham ben Rambam that Rava's discussion in Krisus is not a Pirush HaMakubal, but it's a Drosh HaBa'alma. And since it's not a Drosh HaBa'alma, it has nothing to do with Pshuto Shel Mikra. Okay. Secondly, say that. When the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Malachos HaSuos discusses the Issa of Dam Tamsis and Dam Eivorim, he says like this, Dam Tamsis, Vov Halacha Dalet. Dam Tamsis, Dam Eivorim, Ein Chayom Molov Kores. Avo Oichu Mimeno Kizayis Loike, Shenema V'chol Dom Loisar Chelu. V'chule Eino Chayim Kores, Al Adam HaNefesh Yitzibot. Okay. So it means there's a ribuy of kol. Okay. Now here becomes very interesting because we're going to now compare and contrast this movie from Cole from two other Ribuyim from Cole, which we discussed, though I think I don't know if I discussed it really, but I worked on in Sherry Shaney. There's Kol Machmetz Loisachelu. And there's also besides Kol Machmetz Loisachelu, there's Kol Tzipor. Okay, and that where Malbe Komachel Zechelu is Talu Vischomitz, the Sepa Lav, and then the Sipa Shchuta by Mitzera, we also have Kol. And I just want to mock them this, and we'll go through it. There, in both cases, clearly points out Nipia Shmur. Here, he doesn't say Nipia Shmur. Okay. So let's just see it and let's just read it again. Now we can read it again. Let's go through. These all was important to put out. What are the clothes? You know, because what I want to tell you before we start, the call is very different from S. You get the impression from the Rambam in Sherish Beis that there's no case of S that becomes a mitzvah. Okay? And, right? And the Pirush Makubo Kilu in some of the Yud Gimel Midas. So if you look in Lama Beis Midas Rabbi Yosi, Kol is not mentioned. Is it Gamin and Essen? You know, they're different types of Ribuyim, but that's what we're talking about. But a word which Nechetz is a Ribuy, you don't need the Lama Beis Midas Rabbi Yosi. That's very important for us.
Is it Pshuto Shel Mikra?
That's the question. When is the Pshuto Shel Mikra? How is the Pshuto Shel Mikra? Then what is the Pshuto Shel Makubo for? These are the questions to deal with. But you can understand that it could be Pshuto Shel Mikra. Okay? So now, like this. In Hilchos Tumas here, if you remember again, the Ram doesn't say, so he gets Malkus, it can't be Midrash Seifim. But it doesn't say in Pi Hashmua. Okay. However, when it gets the Tzipa Shchuta, in a Tumas Ras, in Perigir Alva, Lava Zayin, Vo'oichel, Kizayis, in Tzipa Shchuta, Ova La Seva, Loisaseh, Shnev Vezeh Loisaychul, Mehem, Mipi Hashmua, Longu, Shezeh L'Rabois, Hatzipa Shchuta. So I would suggest, and you have the same thing, by Komach Metzes Leisachil. And the Ram counted as seven mitzvah in Yina Mitzvahs. So I would have told you that the Matiki Hashmu and Koldam Leisachilu interpreted that this is Pshuta Shel Mikra. It's Mabes something which is Dom, but not Dama Nefesh. And that's Dam Tamsin, Dam Evom. You don't need. In Pshuta Shel Mikra, you don't need any drash, you don't need anything. You don't need a satel. And that's the impression you get from Chris and Davdalid on the base that Dama Tamsis, the Dama Evom, is basically Dom. And it's not Machshe. If it's basically Dom, which is not Machshe, because in Hechshe, you need Dama Nefesh. Beseda. And that's the Gmon Psochim. That in the Tezayin, Kibu Mine Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, the Omer Rachmona, Rachazik Rudi Achor Adom, Ki Adom Hu HaNefesh, Dam Sha Nefesh Yetzin, but call it Dom. I assume it's not Dom in general, it's Dom as far as Hechshe. Okay. And I would assume Rav's whole discussion over there are droshes ba'alma, and it's really not serious, and they really have heilav, and there's no problem or anything. He just uses it as a base of something. That's what he says, Sherishani. And even the drosh itself is a gilu gilus ba'alma. Dam chul, dam kodshim, no mehechetese, you know what?
Yeah. The difference of kol and machmetzes, what's the difference there?
Kol machmetzes, see, over there I would tell you also, the kol machmetzes means talovis chometz, the gzais lechilis prasav, ram lupetz, you need a kabbalah about it, okay? Kol includes something, but I assume in the situation of dom, there's certainly dom which is not dama nefesh, which is no problem to include, without a specific kabbalah will include it. But if you include something like tzipa shchuta, where you're going to say the kol machmetz le'sochelu basically means a new type of chometz, and it's a separate inyan in Yirat Torah, you certainly also need a kabbalah about it. So l'chelu, then it comes out that the kol dom le'sochelu is really nichpa lahashlim din medini mitzvah. It's not making a new lav, but it's extending an old lav that's not only dama nefesh, but it's also dama tamsa dama evolim. So you understand yourself, just let's we'll see, work it out, that this is not nichpa in terms of what the Rambam is talking about here. So if you start with 8 and you knock one off, you're down to 7 and you're on easy street. Okay? Now let's just see, it's not so simple. Okay? Just want to walk you through it. This, you know. I can't say this came to me like, you know, it didn't form in Hashemayim. I mean, the Etzel, okay, we'll say, you know, it's Torah Matana, you know, whatever. Okay. Now, for example, it says like this, the Torah, it says Kol Dom twice. And the shadows, which Kol Dom we're talking about here. The Torah says it once, in Vayikra Gimel Yud Zayin, Chukas Olam Adar Seichem, B'chol Mosh V'Seichem, Kol Chele V'chol Dom Loisa Chele. So I want to suggest that case is to Mashlim Din HaMitzvah. And to Mashlim Dam Tamsis and Dam Evolim.
So it's not in the count of Kefal.
Not in the count of Kefal. He says later a line which becomes very significant now later on in the Sherish, Lefisho Inyan Echod V'ein Boi Ribui. Okay, we'll see about that. Lefisho Inyan Echod V'ein Boi Ribui. However, the Pasuk B'chol Dom Lo Yisrechel B'chol Mosh V'Seichem V'loifal Behema, I assume that is the lav of Dom, and the lav that the Ram quotes in the Minyan HaKotzer, and in the say in Mishnah Torah, and Sefer Mitzvah, okay? Because there it's a Vayikra Zayin Chavov. Minyan HaKotzer, Shelo Lechol Dom, Shneema, V'chol Dom, Lo Yisrochelu, the giveaway is, both of them say Kol Dom Lo Yisrochelu, but he adds B'chol Mosh V'Seichem. You know, it's like, you know, it's very confusing. Okay? And in Hilchos Malchasus, in Perek Vav Loch Aleph, he says, also he talks about Dam Behemo and Chaya, he mentions this lav over here. So we have 7, 8, and we really have 7, and these 7, the Chizuk and for Avodah Zarah, right? So we're good in both of them, okay? Now, let's continue. Okay, so we have, okay? Okay. Now, continue. Vida. Now, here's next. Vida. Sha'ato afil timsa loshon chachomim. Now this Loshon Chachamim is not Stam. Loshon Chachamim is the Loshon Matik Yashmua. And telling you something, telling you Mesela. And especially the Matik Yashmua are the Bailim on Tayyag Mitzvahs. If the Matik Yashmua are telling you something, we have to pay attention to it. Especially when we're listening to Minyan Mitzvahs. So he says, the Da. Sha'ato afilu timsa loshon hachachomim. And this he'll use later, indefinite pronoun reference, coming back to this. We'll say omru, or oimurim, or omron. It's all referring back to these chachomim, who are the matik yashmu. So that's what he's trying to say.
So Chachamim aren't the ones who make the drushes. That's not what it means at all.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Because we don't know the truth is, you know, I don't want blasphemy over here, but the truth is, it is true and not true. You see, you get the impression from the Rambam in Hilchus Mamrim that the Sanhedrin HaGodol make the drasha the leisosu has to do with the Yigimu Midas, the leisosu to do with Kabbalas. Okay, it could be, right? And even if you remember the Ramanak Domo extends it to the Aboim Deres. Okay. But this is not what we're talking about here. Because the Rambam very clear calls, which also appears blasphemy, he calls Yud Gimel Midrash, I tell you the Dreshes Ben, Drabona. And that's what I pointed out. It's not Drabona, because the Rambam says Nagdoma to Pirish Mishnayis, that Yud Gimel Midrash were Mesir of the Sinai. But the application is an application of a human application. And it's a human application. The Rambam says Drabona, because they had that application. The Mesir wasn't at that application. So it's what you call kach nira be'enai in kere kach shamati.
And this is all kach shamati.
Yeah. Okay. And especially again with the whole business that I stress many, many times, that the mesira, part of the mesira, or the mesira, not part of the mesira, but that's what the mesira is all about, is mesira of tayyah mitzvahs. So the Matiki Yashmua say something about a mitzvah, it's very important. Okay. Therefore, now we understand what we said before. Because the Matiki Yashmua is saying it. It's all again, the Matiki Yashmua again and again and again saying things. Okay.
Well, I get the Lavor, but Lavor is not Malchus, it's not a separate.
Yeah, but it could be get the Mashmos of it that there's something going on here. And it could include also, if you remember, if they say add on to it, that's what he says, that this by itself doesn't tell us much. Because include more than that, but you don't need an Afalpi about it if it really means Dafka that it's not. It's not part of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, correct?
So what is it? What is it?
They're telling you that there's an Inyan of Ribui over here, and they're just telling you, and they're not telling you anything that it's, they're not telling you that it's two separate mitzvahs. If they say this Malchus like Patisa, they tell you it's two mitzvahs. They leave it like that, and you have the Pshuto Shel Mikra, and with the Trosh you can't do anything, you're left at its Kefal. You have no option. The Rambam is setting up the modus operandi that you can get through and look at things and make your own decisions. So then it comes out an amazing thing with the Matiki Ashmur say Malchus. It's basically because Malchus doesn't tell you anything. But since the Rambam's opinion that Malchus is only for separate Shemais, it's another way of saying, this is another Shem. Okay? Now, I want to show you something which is amazing. I'm not sure if this is the place, but I'm not sure where the place is. But it because the Rambam uses in Minyan HaMitzvahs, Lavor B'Shnei Lavim, in a very different way. And I want to show you what he did, and I want to show you what I think it means, okay? Because you understand yourself, the lava of B'Shnei Lavim really doesn't have a place in Minyan HaMitzvahs. All he's basically trying to say is Nichba. That's all he should have said, okay? There's a lava of the Torah called about to be Mate Mishpat Ger Yosser. So the question is, one lav, two lav, ger, yosef, what's going on here? Okay? So, listen to this. Okay? Loisaseh, reish pei. Look at Loisaseh, reish pei. Reish pei. Okay? Who she is here? Hashefe, mehatreis din hagerim vayisemen. Vu Amroi Yisrael, this is Geirub V'Hayisayimim?
Yeah.
Okay. So that Vav is going to be a problem. And we'll have to see about it later. Okay.
It's in the original, too.
Okay, good. We say that. Very good. That's very good. Vu Amroi, Amroi, it's Yisrael. Vom Yisrael, Leisate Mishpat Geir Yosef. Vine Kva Hisboi Lecha, that's as Lois Sereish Ein Gimel, ki mi shiyate mishpat echo mi Yisrael ogo blav echo vuhu loisase vuhu loisase ogo a mishpat vim hita. Now we're getting to the point. Vim hita mishpat ger ogo b'shnei lav, the lav of Kol Yisrael and the lav of ger. ובספרי לסתם משפט גר מלם וקום מש אמת משפט גר אוי ובשני לאבן ואם הוי גר יוסוי אוי ובשלוי סלאבן. Okay, so I said to myself, I have to talk about this, because if I just talk about it over there, you know, you're not going to appreciate. And this lav ubishnei lavan, and what does he want here? It's an amazing thing. You look at, you bang your head against the wall. Okay, what does he want? So you can't bring a raya of anything about Malkus, because the lav shein by Maisa, so Mela, you know, the presence or absence of Malkus is irrelevant over here. And the saying of lav ala b'shnei lavim, l'chay is not telling us anything, correct? Because it could be nichba, it could be nothing. So what's the difference over here? Okay, it's a very interesting question. Okay. And l'chira, he's doing something else. Because the Shnei Lavim, in the case of Ger, is two different Shemais. Because the Shem of Kol Yisrael, the Shem of Ger. So it's not, it's certainly not Nichpa. It can't be. So again, that's not a problem, because I was telling you that the word Lav or Lav doesn't necessarily mean that it's not, okay? The question is, what does the three lav over here mean, and how does this play itself out? What's going on? Okay? So I thought that this is something that would be, you know, an amazing to talk about now. Okay?
It's also interesting that Ger Yosem, because Ger Shanola, Ger this guy who called him Shanola, so what kind of Yosem is he?
Okay, I don't know. I assume the definition of Yosem, okay? I can tell you one of two ways, you know. If I want to be a Polish Ilui, I can tell you that that he was this guy while his mother was pregnant and his mother passed away, okay? But I don't believe it, okay? You know, okay? correct?
How old is he?
I don't make a difference, because Yosem, the Ram says, it's a person that can't take care of his own affairs or something like that. So I assume this is irrelevant, it's a biological issue. It's not a halachic issue of father and mother. That's what I would claim. But whatever it is, right? Correct?
That's true.
Okay, now, so this is an amazing thing going on, correct? But you see that he's using the same, I just want to show you, he's using the same words, and they can't mean what they mean over here. Because I'm telling you, these words don't put you in any frame of reference, except that we don't know. There's no information over here more than it could be nichbal or not, or whatever it is. Okay. So I'll tell you, the Rambam not only quotes this in Sefer Mitzvah, he quotes in the Sanhedrin. Let's see the Sanhedrin. Perichof Aloch Yubeis. Kolamate mishpat echod mi Yisrael, oivu b'lav echod, shneem oloisasu, oivu b'mishpot. Vim hoye ger, oivu b'shnei lav, shneem oloisate mishpat ger. Okay? Vim hoye yosim, oyve beshloise lavim, shnem a mishpat ger yosim. Okay. So let me just ask you a question, just before we get started. And if you reverse the situation, and it would be Yosef who's not a ger, what would you tell me? Because isn't it strange that all the case, both the same, but the case is, it's Echem Yisrael, then ger, and ger Yosef. The opposite case, the reverse, is not mentioned at all.
It should be the same.
I didn't say it, you said that. Okay. Now I want to read you Radvaz, and then I want to take inventory. But correct? Okay. But you notice the deal, correct? You say, you know, they say, you know, you're banging your head against the wall. Radvaz, okay? Over there at Hilchos Sanhedrin. V'im teima, amai loimoni lehu begimu lab v'minyin ha-mitzus. V'yeshloima, the ger Yosef mechad ko nafke. Okay. V'im teima, im kein lo ye oiva lov, oiva elo, im kein ho ye ger Yosef. Avo ger levadoi, or Yosef levadoi, lo yavo elo alav, shuhu kol Yisrael. To ger Yosef. There's no vov here. It's not Yosef v'amor loisanu. There's no vov here, Rabbi Yisai. Just keep that in mind.
Okay. That's a good question.
Okay, good. I'm just continuing. I'm continuing reading this Radvaz. Okay. V'yesh leima. Tegasina b'sifri b'parshis. He says, "Loisate mishpat ger Yosef." Ma anitzorich v'lo kvar nemo loisate mishpat. Loisake ponim. Mulamish kolamat dino shel ger oyve b'shnei lavim. Mashmo, the dovish kor dohochi loisate mishpat ger afilu sheino yosom. V'im hoye ger yosom oyve begimo lavim. The mashma ger umashma ger yosom. Umer loik siv ger vi yosom. Shaminen shim hita mishpat yosom Yisrael ino oyve ele belava kol Yisrael. Okay? Now, the question is, what is the set? And my interest is more than that. What does it have to do with Minyan HaMitzvahs? The answer is, Rabbi Yisai, what's happening over here, and maybe the Sifri is a Pirush Mekubal, that's what he's calling Rabbi of this and that, that Ki'ilu, there are two Nuschos of this Mitzvah. The Torah had said, Loisate Mishpat Ger, and Loisate Mishpat Ger Yosef. So you have these, this is the purpose of Minyan HaMitzvahs, is a dual. It's not only to tell you that it's in the Minyan, but to define the Nusach of the Minyan. He hears this Lava Lov, Vishnei Lav, Moshloisa Lav, because since the Etzim Lav has two Nuschos, but it's the same lav. It's not a question of Malkus. But you're violating three lavim. And that's what the Rambam has in mind over here. Okay? I stopped. I read you the advice, but I think that's the pshat. Okay? Beseder? So now it's very good that he says what he says, Lo Yishai Mizeh Shenimna Kol Halav Mehen Kulon Kol Echa Benifrod Vulei Kol Aseh Benifrod Lefi She'inyan Echod V'ein Boi Riboi. Okay, so you can say it's besides that, you know, you have something going on here, and it could be Lo Yishai. But here you can imagine it's in a new type of lav. You have in the Torah, ki'ilu, two possible nuschos. And that's the definition of lav. And that's the Chacham telling you minyan mitzvahs. Oto shteit na lav. That's the lav. It's not Stam telling you lekuti diyasemis. Okay. Now that we have that, let's continue. Okay? Now, let's go on. Okay, now, v'le omu she'oy b'kach b'kach asei or b'kach b'kach lavim ele b'glau k'felis atzivui or ashoro b'mitzvahi. As he's trying to say, it's either tzivui or ashoro. It's irrelevant. L'fishikvar ovo al ashoros rabois o tzivuyim rabim al ashoros rabois v'tzivuyim rabim. This will be very important, okay? Elo im timseim omrim loike shtai o loike sholei she'oz nimne kol echol levadoi l'fishelo yilkol echol shtei malkiyos al shem echol כמו שאיבאיה ממה שהספרסם בתלמוד במקס בחול. אוקיי? וזו לא עשם. אבל לא כשתי מלכיס על שתי שמס. רוצה לב שתי עניונים שבו עשור בכל עניין מהם בנפרד. אוקיי? Now, we have to take each gemara by itself. There's gemara makis and a gemara chul. Okay. Since he starts in Makis, I'll start with him in Makis. I just want to tell you one interesting thing. That Mitzvah Loisa said, Kufa Ayin Tes, when the Rambam's quoting the Gemaras that are Raya for this Yisrael, he only quotes Chulin and doesn't quote Makis. So a priori, you can question, maybe he's not sure about the issue of Makis. Okay. And I'm going to tell you, and that's what I'm going to go about telling you, that the raya for Makis is very poor, in my opinion, okay? And maybe that's why he left it out, but that's not the answer. Let's say that. So that's what's in front of us, okay? Now, in Lois Sekufayites, he says the following. Ki'ilu bo'u lonu elef lavim Mevu'orim, Elif Lav Mevu'orim, Kulam B'sheretz Oretz, Eino Lekolov Ela Malchus Achas, L'fishu Kulam Nichpulu, Be'inyin Echod, Be'atzma. Okay? V'afilu Oma, Sheretz Oretz Lo'yisurchal, Sheretz Oretz Lo'yisurchlu, Sheretz Oretz Lo'yeochel, Kain Ella Pomo is Chayvolo Ella Malchus Achas. Even as they change the signaling in the phraseology, since the Indian is the same, it's irrelevant. Hatire I Elu Shekovu Ze Asherish Hanifsin Yizbu Shemi. Now, what's the big raya? Shemi Shaloibish, here's the problem. Mi Shaloibish Shatnis Lurkishtaim. The two lavim the Torah about Shabbos. Lo reisem me olam yizbu ze el yiganu oisay ilu omu adam acher vol yiganu atzmo bi omu shesheretz oitz oy sheretz oif leka lov shtayim achas ba'avu alav hamavu boy viachas mishum al tishaksu v'chule. So then, it comes out, the lav loyabegit, a loyale alecho. And, loysil v'shatnis, is kefo, correct? And he's proving from that he has the proof of the pudding, correct? Because the maisi is, it's a mishnah makis. Ho yaloy v'sh klayim kol ayoyim eno chayim al achas. Omo al tilbash, v'poy sheik v'loy v'sh chayim kol achas v'achas. Chayim v'sh mishnah. It's only one Malkus. So why is that? Because it's one. I have two lavim. Okay. So, in fact, in the tshuva, in Maisa Nisim, Siman Dalet, Kinei Halav Nichblu, Basho Shatnis, Pamayim, V'lo Yitochein Li'acher, Shiyoy Meke Aloyv Shoy, Yilke Shtayim, Kinei Mubba Mishna Makis, Hoye Lobush, Beklayim, Kol Yoyim, Eino Chayim Al'achas, K'moy Kei, K'moy Din, Metame L'meis L'losem, Shiloy Obo Boy, El Olav Echot, okay? B'cheila, this is amazingly difficult. Because l'chayla, the two lavim over here are l'hashlim din ha-mitzvah. And if it's l'hashlim din ha-mitzvah, no one in their right mind would have said you get two malchus, and the proof has nothing to do with nothing. Okay? In fact, it's a teres kohanim, and the Rambam himself passes like that in Mishneh Torah. Steht in Teres Kohanim, Pasha Sifron, Kedishim, Pasha Beis, Perek Dalit, Halach Yudches, Rabbi Shimu, Rabbi Loza, Oimer, Noluz, Meluz, okay. That's not negate anything, okay. Michlal, Shenem, Loyal Lecho, Yochol, Loyav, Shilesa, Kupol, Achoyrov, Tamu, Loim, Loisilbash. Lo silbash ein li elish lo yilbash minayin shalis kaser tamulam lo yale alecho mutato latzim itachtecho. So the chayla, what it does, the chmafush, that it's mash the two lavim joined together to be one isa. And the Rambam hilchos klayim in perek yud aloch yud beis klayim begodim mutal asayis lamoicham vein osa elu lamoicham. Bulvad, all his kaseis bohem, shenemo lo yisilba shatnis, venemo lo yal alecha, ho aliyah shehi derech levisha also, aber aliyah shein derech levisha, goin oil, shehu klayim mutalei shetachto. So l'chera, there's no kefal over here, it's kefal for the hashtumas adin, correct? So it's nothing to do with Malkus. So you couldn't say, oh! That's why in Kufayin Tes, he doesn't say the Gemara Malkus, but you can't do that. Because the Kufayin Tes, goof on that lav, he mentions the case of Klayim. Okay. So a priori, this is very weak. I don't know how to deal with this, you know. You can say maybe, you know, I don't know, you know, it's Sifron, whatever, you know, it's a little weak, okay? So maybe he was of the opinion, not like Sifron, but Mishneh Torah, something not like that, okay? So this is like one of the big proofs, and this is not great, okay? Okay, now, that is Makis, okay? The Gemara Chulin is in Kuf Beis Amud Beis, and what the proof is, we'll have to see. We'll talk about it next week. They have a mokum with a shtei shemus, you get two malchus, which is beautiful, okay? But the question is, okay, we just have to see. The question is, how does he prove k'sh'iv ha'keif alavim l'chizuk l'ekelach achas? He's proving something about, see, he's comparing, because there it's a question of violating, which the question is, when you violate two separate things, which are one Shem, is that the same as violating the same Shem with 15 lavim? So we just have to know what this is, okay? And this is what I want to talk about amidst in the beginning of next week, and we'll have a good Shabbos. Okay.
I sent the account on the question.
I couldn't say that.